From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Friday, July 5th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the Beep baseball tournament coming to Savoy this weekend. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Champaign County Freedom Celebration Parade was canceled yesterday due to weather conditions. The evening program carried on as scheduled and featured a sensory museum with fireworks to close the night. The Illinois Department of Public Health has added nearly 150 zip codes to its list of high-risk areas for lead exposure for children. It increases mandatory lead testing for children in central Illinois. IPM's Analika Achupa reports.
The expanded list includes zip codes from Champaign, Douglas, and Vermilion counties. The zip codes are added using an algorithm that assesses different risk factors like age of housing and the prevalence of positive blood tests for lead in those areas. Kurt McAfee is the IDPH lead program manager. He says the noticed decrease in lead testing during the pandemic was one of the reasons for expanding the list.
When the world shut down, we saw a 24% reduction in the number of children across the state being tested for lead in their blood. So that essentially means that we missed out on a lot of kids that were being impacted by lead exposure.
Doctors say young children living in high-risk zip codes should be tested. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says lead can cause serious health problems in children under 6 years old whose brains and nervous systems are still developing. I'm Analika Ochuba, IPM News.
Highland Park held its first parade following a mass shooting 2 years ago. The parade in the northern suburb was held at 1 p.m. after a morning memorial service. Linda Chapin came with her husband, brother, and grandchildren.
Fun day. It's time to be together, celebrate being together. And I think the city's done a great job of recognizing the event, but also talking about moving forward.
The parade only lasted half an hour or so. Many said the crowd was thinner than it had been before the shooting and that it felt even more low-key. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is saying little about a meeting he and other Democratic governors had with President Joe Biden. Organized by the White House, the meeting was aimed at addressing Biden's spiritless performance in last week's debate with Republican Donald Trump, as new New York Times polling showed Biden falling farther behind Trump post-debate. A Pritzker spokesperson said the governor characterized the president's remarks as, quote, candid, and appreciated hearing directly from the president for the first time since the debate. A record number of travelers are hitting the road and the skies this 4th of July weekend. AAA projects more than 4 million Illinois residents will travel at least 50 miles. Airlines are expecting more than 1.7 million people to travel through O'Hare and Midway airports. For Karen Pride with the Chicago Department of Aviation, this is business as usual.
This is not the first holiday we've experienced, so we're prepared for every holiday. We're prepared for every day of the year because there are a number of factors that could impact the volume of passenger traffic through both of the airports.
The Illinois Department of Transportation has temporarily reopened many lane closures across the state to combat heavy weekend traffic. IDOT urges drivers to pay attention to signs posted in construction zones. Still to come, we'll learn more about the Beep baseball tournament coming to Savoy this weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, how Illinois became the 21st state. We'll talk with the author of a book that looks at the persuasion and power that went into statehood, and how today we're still living with the consequences of decisions made more than 200 years ago. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. Three Midwestern teams are coming to Savoy this weekend for a baseball tournament with visually impaired players and coaches. The annual Beep Baseball Tournament is an adaptive version of baseball for the blind, low vision, and legally blind. Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield spoke with Mark Brown, Director of Sports, Events, and Film for Experience Champaign-Urbana, about the National Beep Baseball Association Tournament.
Thank you, Mark, for joining me. So Beep Baseball, I personally have never heard of Beep Baseball. Can you tell me just a little bit about what Beep Baseball is? Where did this name come from?
Yeah, so Beep Baseball is actually a sport for athletes that are either blind or visually impaired. And the reason that it's called Beep Baseball is because the baseball that's used beeps. And the reason that it beeps is because, you know, they struggle to be able to see the baseball. And so they need to be able to hear it when it's coming toward them in order to hit it. And the other kind of exciting or interesting thing to note is that the bases also buzz. And so, you know, it'd be difficult for them to be able to see where the bases are as they're running to them. And so the bases buzz so that they're able to hear where they are. And that's how they can get where they need to go after they've hit the beep baseball.
Is there an age range at all for the people who participate in it?
You know, in terms of age ranges, it really ranges all the way from like teenage years up through adulthood. You know, we're going to see athletes from three different cities that represent a variety of different age ranges. And again, some of them are fully blind and some of them are visually impaired where, you know, they're able to see some things, but they're not able to get the full breadth of the vision, you know, and so we're going to kind of see a variety of different abilities.
Other than the bases buzzing and the baseball beeping, do you know if there are any other adjustments made?
So there are. There's actually only two bases instead of three. So that's one adjustment. And one of the cool things is that the base that is turned on as buzzing, so the people that run the tournament actually will turn on one of the bases after a ball is hit. The athlete then that has hit the ball has to listen for which base is buzzing, and then they run to that base. So they're not necessarily always running to the same, you know, first base like you would see in standard baseball. They have to listen to know which base to run to. The other interesting adjustment is that it's very rare that an athlete is able to catch the beep baseball midair. And so what happens is once the ball is hit, as soon as one of the athletes in the field makes contact with it and picks it up, if the athlete that hit the beep baseball has not made it to the base yet, then they're out. And so it's kind of different than standard baseball in terms of how it's played. It has the same idea. Those adjustments are just there because it is harder to catch a ball midair and it's harder to get it where it needs to go, you know, just because when athletes are blind or visually impaired, you know, it's not as easy to be able to handle the ball.
For people who are interested in attending the event, what information do they need to know? Do they have to buy tickets? Can they show up and cheer?
So this is actually a free event. We're encouraging everybody who's interested in it to come out. You know, one important thing just to consider is that we do need a quiet atmosphere because, you know, obviously the athletes have to be able to hear the beep baseball and they have to be able to hear the bases buzzing. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons that we hold it at this particular park. It's actually at the park right next to Carrie Busey Elementary in Savoy. So it's a very quiet area. Games are actually going to start with the first pitch at 9:30 on Saturday, July 6th. We encourage anybody who's interested to come out and just watch it, be spectators, just kind of see what the sport is all about.
That was Mark Brown, Director of Sports, Events, and Film for Experience Champaign-Urbana. He spoke with Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield about the National Beep Baseball Association Tournament. The Indy Thunder, Chicago Comets, and Gateway Archers will compete at the Prairie Fields Park in Savoy on Saturday, July 6th, starting at 9:30 a.m. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says there is a slight chance of a morning shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 84 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Annalika Ochuba, Katie O'Connell, Noah Jennings, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.